Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today I'm on Martha's Vineyard to learn about the African American Heritage Trail. I meet up with Elaine Weintraub at the Oak Bluffs Ferry Dock. She's the director of the Heritage Trail. We set off in her gray minivan to visit some of the sites. She speaks slowly, almost reverently, about why she undertook the effort.
The purpose is to affirm African American presence wherever it occurred.
Weintraub moved to the vineyard from the UK in 1984. And began teaching at-risk African-American first graders at the Oak Bluff School. She was surprised by the lack of information about African-Americans on the vineyard, so she began poking around a local bookstore.
They had a huge table in there of books about the vineyard. Ghosts of Mother's Vineyard, Trees of Mother's Vineyard, Mushrooms of Mother's Vineyard. But there was nothing on African-Americans.
That's when the idea for a commemorative trail took shape.
When it began, it was pretty much me in an old van that we bought for $1,000 that used to fall apart as often as not, usually on somewhere like Chappaquiddick where assistance would be hard to acquire.
But her volunteer organization began to grow. They initially dedicated 4 sites and commemorated each with a bronze plaque. There are now 30 sites around the island. Weintraub is usually contacted by family members or others who propose that a particular site be added to the trail. That was the case with the Federated Church in Edgartown.
Frederick Douglass gave a sermon there against slavery and against the Second Fugitive Slave Act and the bounty hunting and all the horrible things that happened in 1857. And they approached us and said, we want to put the church on the Heritage Trail.
The sites along the trail honor politicians, artists, writers, civil rights workers, and in some cases, former slaves.
One of them is the site to Rebecca, the woman from Africa, who was enslaved in Chilmark. We have a rock with a plaque in Chilmark to honor her life.
One stop along Dukes County Avenue is the former home of Emma Maitland, who was once the world lightweight female boxing champion. Another site is the former home of Senator Edward Brooke.
The first African-American to be elected to the Senate, and for many years the only African-American in the Senate.
Martha's Vineyard was generally a safe place for African-Americans in the early 20th century, but there still were restrictions on where they could live or own property. Many had jobs at some of the stately homes and inns in Edgartown, but they couldn't stay there. So many stayed at boarding houses on the outskirts of Oak Bluffs, operated by African-American women known locally as the landladies.
The last landlady's house was across there, number 121, and her great aunt, Miss Louisa Isett, had been the original landlady. And she said to me, the way it was $9 a week, and if you didn't have 9, we'd take 7.
The area became a haven for local African-American working people who socialized and held card parties and dances, often attended by people like Adam Clayton Powell. We pull up to a large, impeccably restored Victorian house along Seaview Avenue in Oak Bluffs.
This is the Overton House. It's easier to tell you who didn't stay here than who did. A. Philip Randolph, Bayard Rustin, Jesse Jackson, Jackie Robinson, Jesse Owens, Dr. Martin Luther King, even Fidel Castro.
Every season, thousands of people sign up for the tours, which last anywhere from 1.5 to 4 hours. Weintraub and her volunteers conduct 3, sometimes 4 tours a day. They're always full.
On almost every tour, we will hear from people, you don't know what this means to me. Everywhere I go, it's as if African Americans don't exist. They have no story.
But that story is now being told and will continue to be celebrated as more sites are added to the Martha's Vineyard African American Heritage Trail. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris on Martha's Vineyard.